See the vision, live by faith, and walk with action. Church, we need vision, we need faith, we need action. Joshua 6, very familiar passage to you, I would think. Verse 1. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. I want you to get this, that Jericho has shut it up because they had heard that the Israelites were mighty. So they sealed it up. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in." Verse 20. When the trumpets sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in and they took the city. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the direction you've given us in our lives. Continue to lead the way and help us to be people of faith. Help us to be people who obey and move in action as you direct us. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you remember the story of Joshua and the walls of Jericho? You remember the story? And the walls came tumbling down. Probably one of the most exciting stories in the Bible, because the story exhibits the mighty strength and the supernatural power of God. But listen, in response to the obedience and the faith of the people of God. Church, I want to see God work through His faithful church today. I want to see God work supernaturally, transforming lives and tearing down the enemy's strongholds in the lives of people. As we look at this passage of Scripture, we find that the children of Israel, under the leadership of Joshua, they've just entered the promised land. They've just crossed over the Jordan River by following the ark of God as it was carried by the priest into the waters. And as they stepped into the waters parted before them. In fact, you need to know that God had really already told them that the promised land was theirs for the taking. If you go back to Joshua 1, verses 3 to 5, God tells Joshua, "I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all of the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Now, I want you to notice something here. God made a promise concerning their possession and their protection. But He did not promise that they would possess the land without a fight. And church, you need to understand this is especially true today because we're in a spiritual fight. We are engaged in spiritual warfare against an enemy who is determined to thwart the plans and the purpose of God in his attacks against people. But just like the land of Canaan belonged to Israel, that's what God has said, but the Israelites could not receive its benefits and its blessings until they conquered the enemies that were there. Listen, God has territories for us to possess. But we will not gain new ground until we stand up against those enemies that stand in our way and believe by faith for the walls to come down. Jericho was a fortified city. There were two walls, we're learning from all the excavation, there were two walls that surrounded the entire city. there was an outer wall that was 6 feet thick. It had sentries and guards posted on it. There was an inner wall that was 12 feet thick. As far as man was concerned, these walls were invincible. But with God, you need to remember that what? All things are possible. As we read, after they marched around the walls of Jericho on that seventh day, those walls, 6 feet wide, 12 feet wide, all the way around that city, fell flat before the children of Israel. And every man, it says, went straight into the city. They didn't have to take a detour around some half-fallen wall. And they conquered Jericho that day. How is it that Israel experienced such a victory? Well, church, I first believe it began with a God-given vision. I want you to hear Joshua 6, 2 again. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men." The word "see" here in the Hebrew is the word ra'ah. And it means to envision, to have vision. God called for Joshua to see, to envision the fall of Jericho. It was not based upon Israel's power or Israel's might, but it was based upon God Himself as He declares to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands." See, have vision. Now, Joshua was one who knew what it meant to have vision about future things. In fact, Joshua and Caleb were two of the 12 spies that were sent out to the promised land some 40 years earlier. And like the others, Joshua and Caleb saw the inhabitants of the land. They saw the fortified cities, but they also saw the blessings of God. And while 10 of those spies could only see themselves as nothing more than grasshoppers in the eyes of their enemies, Joshua and Caleb were visionaries. And they tried to encourage the people, "Let's move forward. Let's go for God's blessings." But the people didn't. And the people remained in the wilderness for 40 years. But Joshua didn't forget the dream or the vision. He knew they were called to possess the land of Canaan. And he dreamed it for 40 years before they ever entered the land. I would ask you this morning, do you have a dream? Do you have a vision? Now, probably all of us would say, "Yeah, I've got some dreams, I've got some visions. I want a great vacation one day, or a new home," or whatever it might be. But while you might have personal hopes and dreams, what is your vision and your dream for this church? You cannot leave it all to me. God has called us as the body of Christ. What is your vision of the future of this church? Church, I believe God wants to save lost people. And I believe He wants to grow them into disciples of Jesus Christ. And then I believe that those will go and tell their friends and their family about Jesus, who in turn will turn their hearts and surrender their lives over to the Savior, and the church will grow. Church, I believe that God will bring that to pass because I know He's put that in my heart. And God has placed me here. And He has sustained this church for over 70 years for that very purpose. Church, we need to see the vision of God. See. Let me remind you of it. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." That's been God's purpose and vision, and it hasn't changed. Mark 16:15, He said to them, Jesus told His disciples, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. Church, he's directed us with purpose and vision. 2 Peter 3:9, hear it again. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. The promise is there, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Let's not give up until Jesus comes. That's the vision. That's the heartbeat of God. We've got to line up our lives with his vision and his purpose for his church. Not only need to see the vision, though, but we need to live by faith. The writer of Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You see, Joshua received a command from God. He was given a great vision. But it was important for Joshua to respond in faith. Now try to imagine Joshua attempting to organize the army of Israel. He's telling them, just act in obedience to God. Here's the battle plan. Are you ready? "Listen up, all men of war. We're going to march around the city once a day for 6 days, with the priest carrying 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Covenant. You got that? Then, on the 7th day, we're going to march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets, and when you hear the long blast of trumpets, all the people will shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city of Jericho will fall to the ground." What would be your response if I shared such a plan for our future? We're going to walk around the walls of Northville Township Hall. And God wants to give, you would be like, right, yeah. Joshua was dealing with people who, just like you and I. They probably thought just like you and I think. But Joshua, you need to understand, was just a messenger. The messenger was just giving the words that came from the Lord. Do you remember who's really in charge? You see, the messenger just a few minutes ago, what I shared with you scripturally, is from God, not from me. I'm just the messenger. The Holy Spirit is already going out there, and he's already convicting people. He's wanting to save them. He just needs messengers to carry the message. Joshua needed just as much faith to believe what God has said as did any man or woman in Israel. But faith is just taking God at his word and then responding in obedience, knowing that God will never lead you down a path that his grace and his power cannot sustain you. Listen, Israel could have said to Joshua, "Have you really thought this through? I mean, don't you have a better plan than that?" But that's not what they did. They simply responded in faith. And they believed that God was leading them to do what they did. They believed God and then acted upon what he said. Church, let me remind you, we are people of faith. Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live." Are you with me so far? "But Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." 1 John 5:4-5, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." Amen? This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes. See, the one who has faith. Faith in what? That Jesus is the Son of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 teaches us this, "For we live by faith." And what? Not by sight. That is my prayer for this church. Live by faith. trust and believe in God's word. When God says, I will go before you, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. By the way, he says that. Jesus says that after he sends us into the world. Just like he told Joshua, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. He tells us, go into all the world, baptize, teach, and preach, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit or acknowledge him. Submit to him and he will make your path straight. Church, we need to see the vision, live by faith, but we need to walk in action. As I look back at the text, we find in verse 16 and 20 these words of Israel's action. Ready? The seventh time around. Do you know what that means? They did it. The seventh, you know, they just did it. They did the once a day and the seventh day, the seventh time around. When the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And then in verse 20 again, when the trumpet sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in and they took the city. Church, it's time we take the city. It's time we walk with action. 1 John 3 teaches us this. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other, but let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Church, walk with action. I believe that God's going to give us great victories in the days ahead. Today, we celebrate a milestone by paying off our mortgage. But I believe it was God who gave vision to those before me for the facilities that we get to enjoy today. And it was the faith of those who have been walking in action over these past years with me that have allowed us to celebrate the victory today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. But now, I'm looking for the vision that God has for the next days. And I want us to continue to be faithful and to be people of faith, believing that God does want to save our communities. God does want to save your friends. God does want to save your family. But today we need to start with surrender. In fact, that's going to be our action point today. We need to surrender our entire lives to God. I want us to believe for God's power to be made manifest among us. I want to see his hand of healing. I want to see his hand of mercy. I want to see his hand of deliverance at work in his church.